Isaac has two and the Lulav has one. You can
sway the argument the other way, and you can say really the Lulav is a bigger tzaddik than the Esrog. Because even though we said that the Esrog has two qualities to it, it has tam and also has reyach, but the tam of the Esrog is very bitter. Nobody eats the Esrog, right? I mean, you can make a jelly, but that's only if you pachka with it. But like, nobody eats an Esrog straight up. If you can cook with it, maybe you can use it like a lemon. But who eats lemon straight up? It's a citrus, it's a very bitter taste. Whereas the tamar is the sweetest out of all the fruits. Sweetest, the dates is the sweetest. So l'chara, the lulav is a bigger tzaddik because his taste is very gishmak. Who wants to taste the Esrog? Nobody wants to taste it. But the truth is that the Esrog is still the bigger tzaddik. The Esrog is the bigger tzaddik in two ways. And it's really two, which is really one. Because the Esrog has the quality of smell, and smelling is the quality of life itself. Yipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim. Chazal say that the sense of smell is the sense of life. It's the sense of the neshama. The hana of smell, that quality of smell, is the quality of life. It goes to the neshama. It's a bigger timing because it goes to the neshama. So if you look at that from that perspective, so the tamar is very sweet, but that's only tayv. But the esrog has the quality of life. And chayim is always greater than tayv. Like we ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu to be inscribed in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur in the Sifei Chaim Toivim. Zachreinu L'Chaim Toivim. Kasveinu B'Sifei Chaim Toivim. Because there's two things. There's Chaim and then there's Toiv. They're two different qualities. So Lula represents the quality of Toiv, which is the quality of Tam. Like we say, Tuv Tam V'das Lamdeni. Tuv Tam. Tam is the quality of Toiv. It's the quality of the Tzaddik, which is the quality of Yosef, which is Imru Tzadik Ki Toiv, the Pasuk says. And Yosef was the most handsome, right? Everybody knew that you could see on Yosef that he was a Tzadik. And his brothers, he fooled them in the beginning, right? But when he showed them his true colors, the same thing with Shaul, who comes from Yosef, is also Mashiach ben Yosef. Shaul, the Chazal say, he was the tallest, he was the straightest, the handsomest, the most perfect. That's like the lulav. It stands very, very tall, very straight. And you could see about the lulav that it's very chashuv. He's taif, he's tuv tam, he's sweet, you can see the tzikas on it. Whereas the esrog is the quality of chayim. Because it's the quality of chayim, it doesn't matter whether it tastes bitter or sweet. You eat it and it's better because it gives you life. That's why. It gives you life. And that's the difference between the esrog and the lulav, in the sense that the lulav represents on some level the Eitz Hadas. Tuv tam v'das. It's a das toivera. It's the toiv, it's the chedek of toiv of the Eitz Hadas, which is why when you take the lulav, you're mamshech das. The lulav has the koyach to be mamshech das. Not to get into the Kabbalish a bit, but the das runs into the yisoid. That's the way it works. The lulav represents the yisoid, which is Yosef, right? And then the das runs down through into the yisoid. So that's Yosef Hatzad. He's the lulav. And he's very, very sweet. That's Tuv Tam V'das, whereas the Esrog is the Eitz HaChayim. It's Chayim itself. Even though if it tastes bitter, it doesn't matter. When you taste the bitterness, you're tasting life. Tasting life. Like the Yonah tells Noach, I would rather have something bitter from the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than have something sweet from you. That's what he told Noach. Something bitter, if it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's Chayim. It's a plea of the Chazal. Well, if it's sweeter, then who cares if it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, he's giving you life. He's Chaytev Chayim L'chol Chay. He's the only one who you can get life from, is from him. Even if it tastes bitter, it's much, much sweeter in that it's Mamish Chayim itself.
Isn't it also that there's somebody that said that the Esrog was the fruit that the Chava ate, so that was Chayim Mavis, that eating the Esrog was...
Esrog was the Eitz HaChayim or Eitz HaDas? Chaim, I thought.
Let's say four different types of fruits.
No, that's why they say it's a das, right?
Yeah.
If not,
some say it's a gechen, some say it's a tamar, some say it's a
wheat.
It's a wheat.
Esrog. But the puach.
Puach, right? That's esrog. So la'anias da'iti, the esrog will have a different tam, l'asa lavai. Right now, it's bitter. It's bitter because of the nefila. It's part of the nefila that what comes with Chaim comes with a lot of hardship. Like David HaMelech was the person who's the Isha Chaim. David HaMelech, he saw Chai v'Kayim. He was Zeichet to eat from the Eitz HaChaim in his lifetime. He's the one who always talks about Chaim, 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 Chaim. He ate from the Eitz HaChaim. Just like David is despised. People aren't maven on David HaMelech. People are not mavinim on Chaim. They're not mavinim on Chaim. Tzadik b'munasi yecher. People don't understand emuna. It's like David HaMelech was chased, and that's why people who are really Chaimdik people, that people don't get them. They don't understand them. They're not tzadikim. They're just regular people. Right? The biggest tzadikim are the people connected to Chaim. And it's not because, you know, they shuckle the hardest, or they have the most beautiful lulav and esrog, the best species of the dalaminim, and they have, you know, the longest shemona esrogs, and they can say the most beautiful flowery tires. That's not it. That's not the nekuda. That's called tayameh. That's called tuv tam. It's all called tuv tam. The main thing is Chaim. The person is connected to life, and people don't understand the side of Chaim. Chaim is raza de Chaim. It's mamash a secret. It's like Shabbos. People don't appreciate Shabbos. Nobody appreciates Shabbos. Shabbos has that. It's one of those mitzvahs for people. They step on Shabbos. They don't appreciate Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos is Chaim. That's what we say. We mentioned before. We say always about Tuv Tam V'das. That Tam is Toiv. Tam is Toiv. Except on Shabbos Kodesh. On Shabbos Kodesh, it's Toyamel Chaim Zachor, the Gemara says.
We have a nasi over here.
They may be wet, nasi.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So on Shabbos, it's a different time. That's what the Gemara says. You're supposed to taste the food on Erev Shabbos because of Tayameh Chaim Zachu. All of a sudden, the Tuv Tam, good to see you, Nasi Gemayid. The Tuv Tam during the week becomes Tayameh Chaim Zachu, becomes the Tam of Chaim. Becomes the Tam of Chaim. That's on Shabbos Kodesh. It's Mamish and Avodah to appreciate Chaim. That's the Indian which we have on Sukkot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Chaim Tayv in Mashiach Yom Kippur. And Hashem gives it to us. You take the lulav in the hand, and you take the esrog in the other hand. Right? You hold one hand, you hold the toiv, and you hold the other hand, you hold the chaim. You bring them together. That's called chaim toiv. It's called chaim toiv. That's what Chazal say. Vida Netzach. Tonight's the sphere of Netzach, right? You take it in your hand, and Hashem says, whoever's holding lulav and esrog, they're the ones who have chaim in Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. How? Because your mamash holding the chaim toiv. Your mamash holding it. You put it against your heart. Because your heart is where your chias is. You take the Chaim Tov and you show, it was written on my heart this year. Kasma luach vibacha, that I'm an ish chaim. I'm going to be having ish toiv. This yichud of Chaim Tov. Then the gematria Chaim Tov is gematria sukkah. Chaim Tov. Because the sukkah represents the klalius, this klalius of Chaim Tov. Anybody who sits in the sukkah is in Raza Dunah, it's the Tzila Dunah Hemusam, the Tzila Vemunah, Tzalik Vemunas Yechiah. That type of a tzaddik, the tzaddik of Chaim. Anybody who sits in the sukkah, it's made on him that he's Chaim Tovim. That's why he's supposed to take the lulav and esrog in the sukkah, the Arizal says. Right? Sukkah represents this makif of both inyanim of Chaim Tovim. So you take the lulav and the esrog in the sukkah, you take the Chaim and the Toiv, underneath the sukkah, and the razad and the amusa, and it's mashpi on a person this inyan of Chaim Tovim. It's tremendous, tremendous brachas which come down in the sukkah. The Zohar says, there's not a time during the year that more bracha comes down. More shefa comes down than when he needs to sit in the sukkah. 7 days of bracha, it's mamish mamish. Such an unbelievable days. Shukrech for coming into. Taste a little bit, hopefully, mitzvah of Chaim Tovim. Let's begin again. La 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 Nachman's Yartzeim.
Is it really?
Yeah. So Nachman's Yartzeim.
Thank you.
So Nachman, as you all know, he was very... He has a few shtickle Torah where he talks about clapping, the significance of clapping, the importance of clapping.
What?
The clapping makes it doable for the satan, the clapping. The noise. The babble of the satan, like a shofar. Two things you know about Rav Nachman.
There's
a lot of clapping. A lot to do with clapping, and he has a lot to do with Rosh Hashanah. The truth is that the two things are connected with each other. Because the whole inyan of a kaf, the whole inyan of a hand, of clapping is called kaf shel kaf. It's a clap. It's called, you take one kaf, and you take another kaf, and you put them together. Just what the achem is, if you take the word kaf, yeah? Take the word kaf, and you make a miloy. So the letter chaf is chaf pei. And letter pei is pei chaf. No, it's not. It's pei aleph, it's pei hei. Then kaf and pach. No, that doesn't make sense. The meaning of kaf al kaf. The meaning of kaf al kaf. See it in a different way. The meaning of kaf al kaf, of clapping. The meaning of kaf al kaf. has a lot to do with Rosh Hashanah, because the dinim are in the Yadayim. It says, Yadayim Yadei Esav. So when you clap your hands together, right, it's the inyan of breaking the Satan on himself. One Yad which is Esav, another Yad which is Esav, you have two Makatrigim. When you go like this, you cause them to knock each other out. Like you have by Kriyas Yamsa, for example. So that you have the Mitzvim, we're chasing Bnei Yisrael on one side, and you had the Yam on the other side. So what did Kadosh Baruch Hu do, right? He made it, you ever see like in those Roadrunner videos, movies, like they had like the Roadrunner, and he was trying to...
The coyote
was trying to get the Roadrunner, and whenever he would try to get in, he would like jump up and he'd smash himself into the... Exactly what happened, right? That was that they were chasing the Yidden like this, and then Kriyas Yisrael went whoop, and then the Mitzvim went straight into the Yam. And it's a schaik, it's a big joke. The same thing happened by Purim, right? Achashverosh and Haman were like this, and they were coming against the Yidden, and then at the end, boom, they crashed into each other, and Achashverosh killed Haman. That's why it's a schaik. It's a big schaik, it's a joke. The same thing is true also by Balak and Bilam. Balak and Bilam, they both tried to eradicate Bnei Yisrael. What ended up happening is that Bilam cursed Balak, yeah? Not only did he bust Bnei Yisrael, he cursed Balak. He said, you know what's going to happen to your nation at the end of times? Kriyas Yisrael is going to kill them. So he asked him to make brachos, we ended up making klalos. So that's called kafaka. That's why it says by Balak, we have the only times in the entire Torah we find the image of clapping is by Balak. It says by Yispoik as kafa, but like this. So the pasuk says by Balak, clapped his hands, by Yispoik as kafa. That's why Yispoik is a Russian suffix. Yeah? By Yispoik as kafa. He clapped his hands, that's exactly what happened to him. He clapped his hands and he died. So that's the inyan of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, you don't see it yet, but there's a lot of kitchuk which is taking place on Bnei Yisrael Rosh Hashanah. What ends up happening every single year is that when you blow the shofar, what ends up happening, it causes a big bilbo for the Satan. And from that bilbo, what ends up happening is that all of the averis, which he said about Bnei Yisrael, that they deserve to be killed for, is mahapich into schuyos, and it becomes mitzvahs. And that becomes a big schok. So everything the Satan says in Rosh Hashanah, already by Sukkah's time, which is now, by Sukkah's time, it's all mitzvahs already. Right? This whole Sukkah is made out of the Averis which Bnei Yisrael did. As the Chazal say, you're supposed to take the psoilis garen v'yokev, the garbage, and you're supposed to make a schach out of that. The schach comes from the garbage. It means from all the psoilis of the bad things we did throughout the year. If a Jew has emunah, then Hashem has b'kabal his tshuva, then that sila d'me hamenusa is kafi his emunah. That as much as you believe and you have emunah, like the Ramah paskins, a Jew has to have emunah on Yom Kippur that Hashem forgave him. It's a halacha, it's a psak halacha, the Ramah says. So that people shouldn't have any questions and tzrikas about it. If a Jew believes that Hashem is mekabel his tshuva, then he sits in a tziladim hemnusa from the emunah which he has, and Hashem is mekabel his tshuva. That's the averis which he did. And that's a big schok, that everything the Satan said, which Bnei Yisrael did wrong, turns to our merit, and that's a joke. And that's called kaf al kaf. That's called kaf al kaf. That's why in Rosh Hashanah, before the kapitel which we say before blowing the shofar, this l'lam natzeach, we say, we call out to the amim and we say, Ariu, we say tiku kaf, tiku kaf, right? Tiku kaf, which means blow a kaf. Tiku kaf literally means like a handshake. It means stick out your hand. And it's not a coincidence. Kaf is gematria 100, which is the 100 kolos which we blow. That's called tiku kaf. Right? You blow 100 kolos, and that kol is called the kaf. Why is it called the kaf? Right? Because it's the soid of kaf al kaf in Rosh Hashanah. The kaf al kaf, which kills the satan, which is the inyan of Rav Nachman. This whole inyan is Rosh Hashanah. It's kaf al kaf. That's one kaf. The second kaf is the sukkah. Right? The second one is the sukkah. So schach is gematria also 100. So the schach is the other kaf. That's why we say, "Hachbi'enu b'tzil yodai tachas kanfi hashchina." The Sfarim HaKadoshim say, they're sitting under the sukkah, sitting under the hands of Hashem, in the kaf of Hashem. Okay, so the shofar is a kaf, yeah? And the sukkah is a kaf. And if you take a look at the Arizal, it's mamash the same kavanas, right? The same site which he says that you have to have, it's called the shem sag and the miloy of sag. So he says, sag and the miloy of lamed vav, so that's 100. And it's the same kavanah by the tzach. Sag Lamidvav, it's awesome. As if to say, Lamzayn. As if to say that it's Mamash Hainuha. That from blowing the Tikku Kaf on Rosh Hashanah, you're Zeichet to this Kaf that you sit under. In the Sukkah, that's also a Kaf. That's the Schach, which is the Matcha Kaf. So together it's Kaf al Kaf. Right? It's one Kaf and another Kaf. Kaf al Kaf. That's what the sukkah is. One kaf is the sukkah, and the other kaf is the shofar. Because the shofar makes the sukkah. That's what we say, bakesel yayim chageinu. That Rosh Hashanah, there's a concealment. But ultimately, that concealment, which causes the big bilbo, causes the big suffix on Rosh Hashanah, are you going to be down l'chaim or l'mavis chalila? So eventually, that kesed becomes the sukkah. Kesed is the osi of sukkah. That the concealment and the darkness in Rosh Hashanah, the very same letters transform through tshuva, which causes that transformation to make that sukkah, which is what you sit under now. It's that very same kaf. So that's called kaf al kaf. That's why you clap in the sukkah, especially, is the meaning of the clap. It's the meaning of kaf al kaf. The dechrem is kaf al kaf. So kaf is 100. Another kaf is 100. And el is gematria 31. So 231 is a very big number in Kabbalah. It's a gematria of what's called absag ma ben. Right? Which means all the brachas. All the brachas. It's called kaf al kaf. It's called absag ma ben. It's also the gematria, right? Habracha, the koila, right? The bracha. All the brachas, they come down, and there's a secret of kaf al kaf, which is the secret of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot is a time of tremendous bracha. The Sukkot is the bechin of Shavu brachos, 7 days of Shavu brachos. Yom Kippur is the chasana, and there's the Shavu brachos, and every single day you have another rishpizin, you have a panim chadashos ba'olakan, comes to your Sukkot, to your chuppah, right? That's the side of this idea of Shavu brachos. Mamish tremendous bracha coming out. That's all in this chos of kaf al kaf. So I guess it's a Torah which is nogea to the second ushpizin of Nachna, the side of kaf al kaf.
What do you have, a girl?
Boy.
Thank you very much.
Always go, right?
Yeah, versus Arab Shab.
Right. Where's the Shamsa, right?
In Machshava, I was there.
Machshava, you were
there? I was in the hospital for Shabbos. Oh, yeah, it was Arab Shabbos.
We were all there with you then.
Yeah.
Jante. Who wants to share a Torah, please? This is
I'll give you my Torah. You say it for me.
Around the last Torah about Tov and Chaim.
Yeah.
How come the bracha to Sman Esra of Yusha no saying Rech Tov the Peros?
Good question. Nice in Riach Tov.
Type is
Nashpiyat,
the
Ezer is Nashpiyat
and all.
Rech, and
the Kabbalah, and the Kriyas
Mekabbalah.
It's nice
in Rech.
It's nice in Rech. It's Hashem is nice in Rech. Halayah is
what?
Halayah is nice in Rech. Into the Mekabbalah.
Because it's both within it. Sounding as they're both.
Because the Kriyas Mekabbalah.
Right. The Shaykh, both.
The
year before he was Nifter, Rabbi Nachman said no one's going to get Esrog. We're
talking the ingredients. Huh?
He used to call him Peri Yisrael all the time. And then
That's really good.
That's
really
good. That's really good.
Right, sure.
And no one's going to get
us. There's a
lane for us on Shuas.
Lane for us on
Shuas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Filu be astada, Ishebe saer astada, Eirada egam sham, Nimsa Hashem isvara, Ea filu be astada, Ishebe saer astada. Bevadai gam sham nimza Hashem izvara ve'afil ve'asara shebisayich asara bevadai gam sham nimza Hashem izvara ve'afil
Amen.
interesting. You say, "Bakesa liyom chagenu." Bakesa liyom chagenu. There's a concealment. There's a concealment. We mentioned before there's a concealment on the chag. It is said by Rosh Hashanah. It says, "Tiku b'chodesh b'chodesh shayfar b'kesa liyom chagenu." So this kesa, this concealment on Rosh Hashanah represents all the concealments that a Jew goes through throughout his lifetime. The Jew needs to know that deep within that keser is a chag. There's a tremendous yontav which is awaiting him. And Chazal say by Shabbos HaBetamuz, the Sfar Maklashim say, that Aaron HaKohen said, Yoyim LaShem Machar, Chag LaShem Machar. And he referred to Shabbos HaBetamuz. He says, Machar, La'asad Lavoi. Shabbos HaBetamuz will be the greatest chag. Tisha B'Av will be the greatest chag. But standing right behind that keser is this tremendous chag. That's what we mentioned before. That right after Rosh Hashanah you have Sukkot. Not just that Rosh Hashanah is the Hakdama to Sukkot, that the Sukkot comes after Rosh Hashanah. Sukkot is made from Rosh Hashanah. That concealment on Rosh Hashanah, that keseh, that's the Sukkah. The Sukkah is that keseh. It's mamash the same Oisius. You just have to see it in a different way. That's the Sukkah. It's called the Or Panim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hashem's face. The face of Hashem. Hidden within. That's why Stam Chag in Chazal is called Sukkot. So Bakes Aliyam Chaginu means that Rosh Hashanah there's a concealment of Sukkot. You can't yet see Sukkot yet. And then you come to Yom Kippur, and then you go on Yom Kippur and you suffer on Yom Kippur. Inu Yinisim Esnafshay Seichem, and you stand there Be'emuna, Be'emuna Inisani, like David HaMelech says. In the depth of the Inu, I have Emuna. If a Jew has that strength, and he says, in the depths of the suffering on Yom Kippur, I believe that I'm getting life right now. I'm eating from the Eitz HaChaim. I'm eating man, like the Ari says. On Yom Kippur, you eat man. You eat the five tefillos which you daven. When you come out, you have a sukkah out of that. That's exactly what sukkah is. It's a transformation of the inui into the simcha, into the chaim itself. It's like, Bakesel liyom chagenu, as we've mentioned many times, is gematria safek. By Yom Rosh Hashanah is a two-day yontif because there's a suffix, Sfeika D'Yoma. That's what Rav Nachman says, Afilu b'hastara b'soich hastara. It's a double hester, which is a big suffix. B'vadai gamshon. You'd have to know that there's a vadai in there. Just on the other side is a vadai. Havadai shmai kein tehilasa, we say in Hashem Yom Kippur. That's Hashem's tehila, is that his vadai. Yom Kippur is a one-day yontif. The Sfar asks, there should be a two-day yontif, Sfeika D'Yoma, but it can't be. Yom Kippur is a day of vadai. It answers all the sfeikas of Rosh Hashanah, all the questions that the keser makes in our lives, from all the concealments which we have. It's going to be an izbar to him that the greatest chag, the greatest simcha, his sukkah, Elas HaLov, is going to be built out of all the suffering he went through. That's what his sukkah is going to be made. All that psoilus, all the difficulties and the challenges, that tzchach, that or panim, is going to be made out of that thing. That's the keser, that's the sukkah, which we're going to be zeichet to. But especially appropriate, Rav Nachman's Torah is, of course, as we mentioned before, the so mukusha to the Indian of Rosh Hashanah. But the whole theme of afilu b'hastar b'sei chastar, not having giyush, it's if a Jew has the ability, like he had, to be able to see within the concealment, the life which is there, the toiv which is there, the oimek hachaim which is in the concealment itself, that's mamish Rosh Hashanah. And he spent his whole life working on taking that kesa and turning it into a sukkah. Mamish's whole life was about taking the kesas and all the concealments of the world, and he told all the Jews to come to his kever. I mean, to make it into a huge yontiv by his kever. Although Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be a day of din, that he wanted to be mamtik that kesa into a sukkah. That's what he wanted to do. Yeah, his life goal, because he knew that if he could be mamtik that kesa, if he can mamtik that kesa, that's b'china Mashiach itself. Did it out?
Matar lo que no, MS, inside also MS, my shed MS, inside also MS, my shed MS, inside also MS, Gila v'nesechava Eliyani HaMelech Adara Nagila v'nesechava.
Spoke about kaf al kaf. Another type of kaf al kaf, besides clapping your own hands. Hold on to another yid's hand, that's also called kaf al kaf. So there's two ways to be machniya the satan. One is to be clapping your own hands. Even higher than that is holding another yid's hand. That's the real kaf al kaf. The lesson of kaf al kaf clapping is that even if the yid is by himself, he can make it like his own yichud within himself, admire himself. He doesn't have to turn to anybody else for his own chizik. If he looks within himself and he's machazik himself, he can derive tremendous strength. But the real koyach is the koyach of the tzibur. Koyach of the tzibur, that kaf al kaf, hand to hand, it's tremendous, tremendous, tremendous in him. I've said before, you can, like this, you could say remes. I said before that kaf b'milui. Kaf b'milui. So the chaf is chaf pei, it's 100. And then the pei, the pei hei. That's 185. Yeah? 185. So if you do kaf el kaf, which means that you have two kafs, yeah? So it's 185 plus 185. Yeah? Not your 370. Right, so 370 is a very important number. So it's called the Shana Hayrim, 370 lights from the Keser. 370 lights from the Keser. So when you didn't hold hands, kaf el kaf, these two kaf and come together, it dries down tremendous, tremendous lights. Tremendous lights. It's going to match your Shalim. That's the side of Frey Salim is Sukkah Shleimecha. It's called the Sukkah Shalim. The Sukkah shines down these lights, it's called the Shanai. So when Yidin hold hands, kaf al kaf, even throughout the year, it's Ma'ira, the lights of Sukkahs. The lights of Sukkahs come down. When Yidin hold hands, kaf al kaf. So you have the whole Indian of Rikudin. Rikudin means that Yidin, that they hold hands together and they dance together. One big line, holding hands. You can imagine the lights which are generated from all these kapayim, and they come together to make a kaf achas, sarazav, such an unbelievable kaf. Such lights come down. In Klal Yisrael, when we do pu'ulos, Yid has to know that he's created with tzelem elokim, and even simple pu'ulos, lamata, are very big things lamala. Even though a Yid may hold hands with somebody he doesn't like very much, doesn't know him at all. But the etzem pu'ula itself, that two Yidin are holding hands together, and it's a very special thing in Shemay. Do you want to share something? The whole idea of the Ushpizin on Sukkos. Zayim makes a very big thing about this, about the Ushpizin coming into the Sukkah. The brachas that they bring into the Sukkah, the schos of having the Ushpizin, something which we don't find by the other Yom Tovim. Where does this come from? Say many things. One of the big ideas when we speak about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we speak about the creation of the Adam. Rosh Hashanah is like, once again, the creation of Adam again. Adam was created in Rosh Hashanah, and this revisits itself every single year in Rosh Hashanah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks into his world of the 8 billion people, and it's like he's starting new, he's starting fresh, and he's looking for his Adam. It's like, where's Waldo Kilo? He's looking for his Adam. In this huge, huge book called Sifri Chaim and Mason, he's looking for the Adam. He's going to be a Baal Chai. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, I have a bris with Bnei Yisrael, that they're really the Adam. 10 Kriyim Adam, and Musa'idim Kriyim Adam, and the Satan comes and says, ah, this is an Adam, this is not an Adam. This is not an Adam. He brings all of our Averis. And Kadosh Baruch Hu has the task every single year, Kevyachal, of being Danas Adam Lekaf Schos. You have Kaf again, by the way. Shnei Kapayim is the two Kafs in Mosnayim. The whole idea of being Dan Lekaf Schos, of being Dan Adam Lekaf Schos, being Dan Kleitzel Lekaf Schos. And then the Kuda, which really what allows Kleitzel to emerge, the Netzach, the Nitzachon, is the Yashrus, is the Midah of Yashar. This is the Midah of which Shlomo HaMelech testifies that Adam was created with. The Pasuk says in Mishlei Koheles, HaElokim Asa Es Adam Yashar. Adam was created with a Yashrus. And he who has the Yashrus is the Adam. And this is the whole din on Rosh Hashanah. This is the whole din. The whole din of Rosh Hashanah is, who is the Yashar? Who is the Yashar? And we take the lulav and esrog in hand on Sukkot. That's the testimony that Klai Yisrael is the Yashar. This is the secret of the lulav. The lulav is one very straight. I don't know what you call it. It's not a leaf, I don't know. It's one straight thing. But you take in your hands and you put it up against your spine, against your heart. And it's representative of the fact that this is the real spine of the Yid. This is the real essence of the Yid. And even though his physical back may be a little bit crooked, but the essence of a Yid is that he's Mamash Yashar. Straight as a Tamar. And the reason why we take a tamar is because that's mamish the shiur of the tamar. What do we say on Shabbos? We say tzadik tamar yefrach. That the soid of the lulav, as we know, the Rebbe says, is tzadik tamar. That the tzadik is like a tamar. He's like this lulav. What do we say? V'chudei v'chudei lahagi kiyashar. Kiyashar Hashem. Right? That the whole shiur of the tamar is that Hashem is yashar, because the essence of the tamar is that it's a yashar. And we put it against our hearts, which is the esrog. It has to be an igur, the yichud of the tamar and the lulav. Because this is the side of Bikudi Hashem Yisharim Sam Chileh. The Bikudi Hashem Yisharim, that when something is yashar, it's Misam Chileh. Well, Yishrei Lev Simcha. Yishrei Lev is the secret of the lulav and the esrog. The Yishrei of the Lulav and the Lev of the Esreg. We put them together to show, and we hold it against our hearts. Dida Natzach, why do we win? Because it will be Yishrei Lev. And this is the Mamish, this is the Gansa Simcha, as Man Simcha Seinu. It will be Yishrei Lev Simcha. Mesamchi Lev, Pekuli Hashem Mishayim. This is Man Simcha Seinu, because the Simcha is that a Yid who's a Yosha Lev, that Yishrei Lev of a Yid is such a Simcha to be a Yosha Lev. To have that Yashas. This is mamish the whole deal on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And it's the sukkah and it's the lulav in particular, which is made on the yashrus of Bnei Yisrael. That's what we say. That's what we say in Kapitel and Tehillim. We say, Rifnei Hashem, kiva lishvay ta'aretz. What do we say before that? We say, Naharos imcho chaf. Again, we have that kaf again. Yachad harim yaneinu. The oz yiranenu kol atziyor lifnei Hashem kivah lishbayit es haaretz. Why is the yar so besimcha that Hashem is coming to judge? Why dafka them? Why aren't the behemoths besimcha? Why aren't the stars besimcha? Why aren't the ships besimcha? Oz yiranenu atzi hayor. You know why the atzi hayor is so besimcha? Because your lulav comes from there. And the lulav already in Elul. So we said before, kiva, kiva is gematria elo. Already in elo time, already in elo, the lulav has the ruach hakodesh to know that he's the chacham roves hanaylar. He already has the chachma to know that, again, Hashem is going to use him in Tishrei to be made on the yashas of Israel. And that's what's going to determine it. I say, oz is gematria 8, the 8 days of Sukkot. Oz yiranenu atzi ayoar, lifnei Hashem kiva dishbaitis aretz. with the Eidus of the Lulav, already in Elul was Besimcha to give that Eidus on Bnei Yisrael. The whole din is about the Yashvas, as we say. Yishbeitevel v'tzadek v'amen b'meisharim. The whole din is on the Yashvas. So the Tekiyah is a Yashar, because that's what makes a Yid again. The recreation of the Adam to be a Yashar. A straight blow of the Tekiyah. The formation of the Yid. Atem Kriyam Adam, ve'en imasem Kriyam Adam. Because a Yid is a Yishrei Leif. Is a Yishrei Leif. And that's the essence, that's the real essence of a Jew, is that he's Yashar. He's Mamish Yashar. And this is why we come in contact with the Avos HaKadosh. I mean, Ushpizin. The Indian of the Ushpizin is that, this is the whole Indian of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot Bechlal, is that the beginning of the year means the roots of the year. The Rosh, that we return to who we really are, to our essential selves. And the essential self of a Jew is that he's made of the same stuff that the Avos HaKadosh are made out of. That when a Jew returns to his Shayrish, the Shayrish of every Jew, the mazel, the nekud of every single Jew, is the spark of Avram in him, the spark of Yitzhak and Yaakov and Moshe. Moshe mi as Rabbeinu, and the Avos as our father, each one in their own, David as Malkeinu, Yosef as the Tzadik, and Chule. These are the sparks, these are the nekudas, which is the Shayrish of the region of every Jew. And when we come to the Shayrish of the Shana, we come to the Shayrish of the nekudas HaNefesh. And when a Jew is at his Nekudas HaNefesh, he's not embarrassed to stand in front of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Mamash made out of the same stuff. That's just in the Maisim, but at the Shoresh, I'm already there. When will my actions be like them? But I don't have, when am I going to be them? I'm them. That's who I am. I'm Mamash them. There's no difference. The Chazal say that the Sefer Bereishis is called the Sefer HaYashar. As the Netziv, the Mefarshim say, because the Avos HaKadosh were Yisharim. They're called Yisharim. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, that every single Jew is a Yishrei Lev. That he's a Yashar. That he says about Hashem, Hagi Ki Yashar Hashem. Hashem says that your mamish sit in the company of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Let Yisharim sit with Yisharim. That's why Tishrei is also the Osios Yashar. It's also another Nekuda which lies here, which is the Ushpizin. Ushpizin teaches an important lesson about life, and then how a Jew proceeds from the Sukkah into the rest of the Shana. Every single person, even if he sits by himself, without anybody else around, he associates himself with a certain chevra. He associates himself with a certain group of people, whether it's consciously or subconsciously. He says, these are my people. This is my chevra. For the good or for the not. The person should say, when he sits by his bodhidas and he sits by himself, and he starts to think about his chevra, that's his real chevra, the people he's thinking about. For the Baal Shem Tov, it was the simple people. That was his chevra. For the simple people, his chevra needs to be the Baal Shem Tov. What that means for us is that we need to know who our real chevra is. When it comes to choosing a chevra, the person has to think to himself, my real chevra is the Avrams, is the Yitzchaks, is the Yaakovs, is the Moshe. This is my real chevra. It's my real chevra. Who I sit with in the Sukkah, that's my real chevra. Because the Sukkah means this is my dastin in Olam Haba. This is my essential self. That's what the Sukkah means. It's only temporary in this world because it comes from a different world. Sitting in the Sukkah is sitting in Olam Haba, the Tzaddikim say. So you don't allow any guy to come into the Sukkah. He has no chelik in Olam Haba. It's for only people who are Bnei Chaim. They can come into the Sukkah. A guy can come into the Sukkah, but he's not really in the Sukkah. He's just in a hut. There's no chelik in the Sukkah. So what Sukkahs teaches us, that you sit for 7 days straight. You sit with the Avos HaKadosh. And again, each one comes every single day. and you sit with that chaver for 7 days straight, you're koiveya b'yeshiva kavua, that this is your chaver. So what that means, that even though you don't sit with them all year round, the tzaddikim in the world, who are the real tzaddikim, the Chaim Kanevskis, the Dovid Abu Chatzeras, the Skolana Rebbes, the Stachini Rebbes, this is my chaver. This is my chaver. And although I don't sit with them throughout the year, I'm a kusher with them. I have a kesher nishmasi with them. This is my chaver. It's not a game. It's not to pretend. That's the metzias. That's the metzias of what it is. That's a person has to aspire to be like that. He has to know that essentially that is my chaver. They're megalim in a koyach al apoil who I really am, and therefore that's my chaver. The tzaddikim say, my chaver is the tmimim of the world, the low people of the world, and it's the simple people like us that we have to say that our chaver is the tzaddikim. And Sukkis gives us that haschala in the beginning of the year to know who the real chaver is, who our real chaverim are. And it's a schos to have each and every one of you in the sukkah. You're unique in your own way. People who are B'nai Aliyah, people who are searching for Eskarvus and Chaim, Mechaim Toivim, and Dveikus with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a nechama for me, and it's a schus for me to know that around me that there are such special people, that such a special chevra who want to be B'nai Aliyah, who see the Gedolim as their chevra, who want to have his dafkas with tzaddikim, to be kasha with tzaddikim, with the chavaya toiva. So a tremendous yashar koyach to you. And Hashem should give us the strength and the koyach to move weiter from here, to hold hands with the Yishpizin, to hold hands together, kaf al kaf, to be zeichet, to hear that shayfa from here, v'minu, amen. Yes, God, tzedek, here, v'minu. Amen.
L'Yishua l'asva Iki v'isi Hashem Ki v'isi Hashem, I am Yeshua Hasva, Elishua Hasva, Ki Visi Hashem, Ki Visi Hashem, I am Yeshua.
keep anybody from going to see Sid Sadiqa.
Here.
Only because Moshe Bin is here.
Moshe Bin.
Not every person that can say Moshe Bin is going to say it. I can think he's in my circle. No, he's for sure. Single Jew. There's no greater love than every single Yid, my Shimon. It's his life as a Yid. My Shimon Afash. But yeah. Says that each of the Abominim correspond to a different sphere. The Arovos correspond to the spheres of Netzach and Hod, which makes it appropriate to speak about the Arovos tonight. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is Netzach, and Netzach is the Arovos. Which means to say that Moshe has a kesher to the Arovos. Part of that is what we explained before, that the Arovos represent the Rishayim. Rishayim. They have no tam and they have no reach. This is Moshe's people. So Moshe Rabbeinu took as his people the Erev Rav. Erev is a Lashon Arovos. The biggest Rishayim of Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu said about them, this is my Am. And Hashem agreed. Hashem says, Lech Rei Ki Sheikh Zampa, this is your nation. It's not a psul in Moshe, it's a Shevach to Moshe. The Shevach to Moshe is that he takes the Arovos as his people. But the Rishayim are his people. So you find in Yom Kippurim, something very interesting. But the Shalosh Regalim correspond to the three Avos. Pesach is the tour. Pesach is Avram, Yitzchak is Shavuos, and Yaakov is Sukkos. And so Sasema says that Yom Kippur is Keneged Moshe. You find that in Yom Kippur, we begin the Yom Kippur davening with the following words. We say, the Bishiva Shamalo, Bishiva Shamata, Anumatirim, the Hispalalim Harvayanim. We are Matir the Isser, that even the Bali Avera can come down with us in Shul. That's how we begin the Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Kippur service. Kol Nidre. It comes from the Inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes, when his day comes, which is Yom Kippur, so all of a sudden we welcome in all the Harvayanim. Everybody can come in. Even the Erev Rav. Everybody come on in. This is Moshe being his people. He's zecher in every sukkah. The Arvayonim. In order to have a kesha with the Arvayonim, which is the Inyan of Netzach, which is the Inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu. This Inyan of Arvos, the Koyach of Arvos, Chol Yisrael are ravens every day. The secret of Arvas is that a person takes responsibility for everybody in Klai Yisrael, even the Avayonim. Which is Avayonim is Oisius Arvas. A person has an Arvas, Chol Yisrael are ravens every day. This Koyach of Chol Yisrael are ravens every day comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. Said he takes an achayas for the Erevah. He takes achayas for Klal Yisrael. He doesn't forsake them as his leader, as his great defender. He's mekash himself with Klal Yisrael with a kesher nitzri. Nitzri is the netzach of Moshe Rabbeinu with the people of Klal Yisrael, even the Havayonim. This is where the Arve Nachal, which is the Aravos, is Arve Nachal. Zohar Kodesh says that the Arvei Nachal is the secret of the pasuk Solu Larechi Ba'aravos. It's a pasuk in Navi. That's a pasuk in Tehillim. Which means that a person can ascend to Shamayim Ba'aravos. It's a very peculiar pasuk to quote. Related to the Aravos, which represent the Rishayim. The Indian is that if a person is Makash himself, he takes an Achrayas, if he feels that he has an Aravos with every single Jew, he can send them up to Shammai. Solu Laroichi Baravos. And who was the Jew who went up to Shammai? It was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe, Mi Allah, Mi Yalu Anu HaShammayim, who's going to go up to Shammai? Who's going to go up? The pasuk itself answers the question. Right? Hashamayim is the osios. Me, Moshe. Me, Yalalano. Hashamayim, who's going to go up? Moshe. Hashamayim is Moshe. Hashamayim is the osios. Me, Moshe. Moshe is the one to go up. The reason why he's the one to go up is because Sodul Arechu Baravos. He took an Aravos with Klal Yisrael. And because of that, he soared. Why did Yehuda become king of Bnei Yisrael? Because he says, Anoichi Erevenu. I take Achrayas for Binyamin. And because of that, he became Melech. And forever, the seed of Mashiach will not leave Yehuda because of his Achrayas for the Kah. That's the defining quality of the Tzaddik, is that he has an Achrayas for every single Jew. Kol Yisrael. No one left behind. I mentioned before that the raglaim is connected netzach. Netzach is the right leg connected the regel. The raglaim have an achrayas for us. The Gemara in Sukkah, quoted the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Gimel, says Ragloyi Dvarnash Arvinle. That the legs of a person have achrayas for him. That they bring him to his makam hamisa. They take him to where he needs to go. Hashem zikas hachesed, that our feet, that they have a yinika, that they have, they're connected to a das, which is a higher das than our minds. That we think we're so big and we're so brilliant with our minds and with our hands and with our lave. There's a place at the feet, which is the lowest place of all, that's connected to a higher place, that they go in a way which is lamala min adas, lamala min asecha. This is the feet, this is the treasures of the feet. And that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Right? Who was the one who was leading Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar? It was Moshe Rabbeinu. He was their leader. He was their feet. He was the one who carried them to the Midbar. But in a way where the Yidden had no idea where they were going. They went from one place to the next. They thought they were going to Eretz Yisrael, but they stopped here, and they stopped here, and they stopped there, and they had kashas. What's going on over here? They would go straight into Eretz Yisrael. They didn't know why. They said, Hashem's taking us for a dance all around the Midbar. But really, it was the way of Moshe. Moshe was their leader. And he had a way of going in a way, lamala min hadas. In a way to make the proper tikkunim, to mesakin the Midbar, to mesakin Klal Yisrael. Lamala min haseichel. They couldn't understand it, but there was an arvas that Moshe Rabbeinu had for Bnei Yisrael. That everybody should be fixed so that they can go into Eretz Yisrael b'shleimus, without any machamas, without any kashas, without any problems. That was how Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to bring Bnei Yisrael in. The Malamin Hadas. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was buried in a place where we have no idea where he is. We don't know where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried. Ish lo yada, as kvurasa. The other ish is kvurasa. Nobody knows where Moshe is. That's how he took Bnei Yisrael. He took them in a place which is Lamalamin Hadas. Because he comes from a place which is Lamalamin Hadas. And he's buried in a place which is Lamalamin Hadas. That was the halicha, the Vayilich Moshe. It was a place like Netzach, Arvinle. He took an Arvis for Bnei Yisrael. So we don't always understand the way of the Tzaddik, how he takes us. How Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking us through this galus of 5,000 years. We don't understand it. But it's a poet, which is the Malamin Hadas. This is the Netzach, the Nitzchias of Moshe Rabbeinu. He sees the Netzach, the Nitzachon of Bnei Yisrael. In truth, all legs have to go to one place. And that's to the Eitz HaChaim. All legs that bring a person to a place of Eitz HaChaim. The Eitz HaChaim, you can't find the Eitz HaChaim. You have no idea where the Eitz HaChaim is. There's a lot of Eitz HaPeches, which is subject to the Eitz HaChaim. We don't know how to get to the Eitz HaChaim. It's somewhere in this world, we know that. But we don't know how to get there. We have no idea how to get to the Eitz HaChaim. The only way is to go, is to follow Moshe Rabbeinu, is to follow the Arvis of the legs, to take a chrais for every other yid. And somehow, some way, if we have the Arvis with each other and we connect to Moshe Rabbeinu, we connect to all the yidin everywhere, our feet will take us to the Eitz HaChaim. Beyond the Lat HaChaim and Misapachas, it'll find its way in, we dovak to the Eitz HaChaim. And we've explained in the Shir already by Shlach, Parshas in Shlach, or Marchiv and the Sinyan. But that was the chet of the Meraglim. The chet of the Meraglim, they were supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael to find the Eitz HaChaim. And Isaiah says, Hayesh ba'Eitz HaMayim. Moshe Rabbeinu says, is the Eitz HaChaim there or is it not there? And Moshe Rabbeinu told them, go find the Eitz HaChaim. And Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to be the one that he was going to lead them. Shtucha Shalom Kemosa. They were supposed to go B'Shlichus of Moshe to find the Eitz HaChaim. But that's why they called the Meraglim, because they separated themselves. They took the Raglayim from themselves instead of connecting to Moshe Rabbeinu's Raglayim. To lead them to the Eitz HaChaim, they separated themselves from that regal of Moshe. From that regal of Moshe. And if you separate yourself from the regal of Moshe, you won't come to the Eitz HaChaim, which is the Shairish and the Nekudah of what Torah is all about. The secret, the Raza D'Chaim, which is the secret of Torah. That's Pshat of the Gemara. The Gemara says in Shabbos, that the Ger came to Hillel and to Shammah and said, Gairini al regal achas. I want to convert on one regal. And what's that one regal? The half of the Reach HaChaim. Arvis and Baisel. That the regal, which is the Nakuda of Kol HaTorah Kula, which is the site of the Eitz HaChaim, it's Nignas in the Haftu Lecha Kamecha. Not necessarily the Haftu Lecha Kamecha is the secret of Chaim itself, but if you're looking for the Nakuda of Torah on one regal, it lies in the Arvis that you take with another yet. The Haftu Lecha Kamecha. This is the site of a regal Achas. Because if a Jew has two legs, if he sees himself as having two legs, if he can go this way and he can go that way, that's the Raglaim of the Eitz Hadas. There's Toiv that way and there's Ra this way. The Eitz HaChaim means there's only one way. It's to the Eitz HaChaim itself. There's no Eitz HaMavis. Even the Eitz HaMavis is the Eitz Hadas. Like Hashem told Adam, if you eat from the Eitz Hadas, it will be Chayv Misa. Which means to say that Misa, Toiv, and Ra was all in the Eitz Hadas. The Eitz HaChaim is only one regga. Only to get to the Eitz HaChaim, a Jew needs one regal. Gairini al regal achas. To take your two raglaim and to make it into one. A Jew has to see himself as only one regal. I have only one path in this world, that's to follow Moshe to the Eitz HaChaim. This is the secret of Tefillah. The Gemara says, HaMispalo tzarech shechavin es raglav. When a person is mispalel, he has to mechavin his raglav, which means he has to take his two raglav and make it into one, as the Gemara quotes the pasuk. Shenemar v'raglehem regal yishara. That you take your raglayim, which is two, and you make one regal, a regal yishara. Which connects to this yishri that we spoke about. A regal yishara, straight to the Eitz HaChaim. Straight to the Eitz HaChaim. That's the secret of tefillah, which is why we spend so much time at Shoshana, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. It's all about davening. It's the whole idea of being mechav into a regal achas, making a regal achas, which takes us to the Eitz HaChaim. So Nachman quotes the pasuk. He speaks about the salat. He speaks about of Nasim. He speaks about the Arava, he quotes the Pazak, Ha'am, Hashem Baraglacha, Ha'hoilim Acher Atzasecha. And Hashem told Moshe that the people at your feet, that's what the Pasuk says, Paisal referred to the people at Moshe's feet, and Rashi brings from Chazal, Ha'hoilim Acher Atzasecha, that the Raglaim is called an Eitza. That the Eitzas come from the Raglaim. But on a deeper level, what it means that the Am Asher B'Raglecha, that they're by your feet, Moshe, Ha'hoichim Acher Atzasecha. Atzasecha means your Eitz, not just an Eitzah. Your Eitz, the Eitzachayim, that the feet, the clients are at the feet of Moshe, who takes them to the Eitzachayim, and that's the Aravos, the Arvei Nachal. But to the Koyach of the Arvos, but like Kol HaNachalim Hoichim Alayom. There's only one way the Nachalim go, and that's to the Yam. The Eitz HaChayim, which is Shavuos, the 50th day. They all go to the same place. And that's Mamash the Sukkah. On Yom Kippur, we develop such a cheshek to be zeichet to the Eitz HaChayim. And that's Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is the day we are zeichet to the Eitz HaChayim. You don't know how to get there. How are you supposed to get there? So Hashem says, okay, I'll put you in a Sukkah. You know what a Sukkah is? Sukkah is the Anani HaKavod. You don't know how to go in the Anani HaKavod. It tells you where to go. You don't tell the Anani HaKavod where to go. You could drive your car. You could tell your car where to go. But when you step into the Anani HaKavod, it's taking you where it wants to go. So for 7 days, 8 days, we come into a sukkah. And we put our faith into the Tzila Din Hamusa. And we say to the sukkah, you're going to take us where? To the Eitz HaChayim. And it doesn't really go anywhere. We sit in the sukkah and we don't look like we're traveling anywhere. But believe me, we're traveling. We wouldn't be in a sukkah if we weren't traveling anywhere. Somewhere in a spiritual dimension, we're traveling every single time in a sukkah. Every time we step into a sukkah, we're going somewhere. Avram's going to take us this way. Yitzchak's going to take us this way. And Yaakov that way. And Moshe Rabbeinu is going to take us very, very straight. We come to Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the Am. Moshe has a very big role. Hayish ba'itzimayim. He's the one who has it. He has a daher in the Eitz HaChayim, Moshe Rabbeinu. He has a daher in that secret of life. To navigate through the laugh of Cherev and Misapeches, all the challenges in the world to get us to the Eitz HaChayim, to get us to Shmini Atzeres, you have to go into a sukkah. If you don't go into a sukkah, you can't make it to Shmini Atzeres. Reminds me of like in that Mario game, he jumps into the cloud and then the cloud just kind of like takes him up to the... Yeah, that's what it is. So it says, don't follow your eyes in your own heart. Give that to HaKadosh Baruch when he leads you. There's more to say about Chanukah. Chanukah is also really the start of Eitz HaChayim. It's the secret of the Arvei Nachal. It's by the river. Nachal, as Rabbi says, is the Rosh Yeshivas, the Halak near Chanukah. Which means to say that the Koyach the Aravos, even the Rishayim, you know, Api Chasidus, even the Rishayim, that they Zeche B'din on Chanukah. That's the pshat, that if you follow the Arvei Nachal by the river, eventually you make your way to Chanukah, where even the Rishayim are Yoyetz Yizaka B'din. That's the secret of Chanukah. So did the Arvei Nachal. Even the Arvei Nachal, they have his chus on Chanukah. So Nachal is the halik near Chanukah. You can count on Chanukah to be his chus even for the Rishayim. That's the pshat we said before. Solu arochi baravos. The person, he can soar. He can soar. The great, great heights with the Koyach of Arvos. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu was Matsiach. Why was he chosen to be the leader? The Kaisel. It says Vayetzi Moshe Alecha Vayar B'Siv Leisam. And the first encounter that we find by Moshe Rabbeinu, who does he encounter? Dosavin Avirim. And he says to them, he says, Rachman Litzlan, compassion on yourselves. These are the two biggest Rishayim in Kaisel, and Moshe Rabbeinu picks a chrayis for them and he never leaves, lets them go. When he makes machlekes, Moshe Rabbeinu comes out to them, Rashi says, he stretches out his hands, he's mispalel for them, that nothing should happen to them. If he took a chrayis for Dosan Ve'Arim, means that everybody from bottom up, he took a chrayis for in Klaiso. Even Dosan Ve'Arim, who sought from the beginning to rid of Moshe Rabbeinu, he took a charis for them. V'haraya, when the spleet sit for Moshe, it split again. Targum Yonos Min Yisrael says for Dasam Avirim. How could it split again for Dasam Avirim? It split twice, once for Moshe and Kleinsel, and then again for Dasam Avirim. How could it be for them, Rishayim? How were they zeichet to leave? Teretz is, it didn't split because of them. It split because of Moshe's achrayis for them. Because if it splits for Moshe, it splits for everybody who he has under his wings. Even Dasam Avirim. Because he took achrayis from the beginning for them. And that's solu larochi barovos. Even Dasam and Avirim will have a tikkun, and Karech's going to have a tikkun. Moshe Emes v'Sarasa Emes, like we said before. They're the ones who are crying that. So l'arecha baravas, what we can accomplish, how high we can soar with the karech of arvas. And that's why Shmini Atzeres is ever a day that you feel the arvas in Klal Yisrael. Such a day of arvas, mamish. that everybody dances together in the streets, in the Beis Knesset. It's such an achdus in Shmini Atzeres. Such an arvas, and magnish that arvas. That the lulav and the esrog take for the arvei nachal. That igud amongst all the mean and all the different types of Klal Yisrael. This is the hallmark of what Sukkos is all about, the Chag HaAsif, the bringing together of every single Jew. So solu la roichev. Roichev is the gematria, Yitzchayim, peyedua. So solu la roichev. How do you get to the roichev? How do you get to the Yitzchayim? Ba'arvas. Ba'arvas. And so the Baal Shem Tov said that his main nekuda in Avodas Hashem, he took the half of the Yechakamayim. That's his main nekuda. The Gemara says, regal achas. If you want to have a regal achas, if you have, the Yechak HaMecha will take you to Beit HaMecha. Hashem should give us that bracha. The barach, the real bracha, which is the Eitz HaChaim. She be zeichet to understand what we're still being done. The Kfitz Lecha not been given out yet. And we should be zeichet to Chaim, Chaim Amiti. To those who represent the Eitz HaChaim, and together not just us, but together the tzaddikim, the benyim, the rishayim, and the schos of our arvus, we should be zeche to hashnas geulo chaim. Be as kotzerek never mean
amen.
Ain't shum yeyush, 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 ain't shum ye
Thanks, man.